1 Samuel 21, read from the New International Version. David went to Nob to Ahimelech the priest. Ahimelech trembled when he met him and asked, "Why are you alone? Why is no one with you?" David answered Ahimelech the priest, "The king sent me on a mission and said to me, 'No one is to know anything about the mission I am sending you on. As for my men, I've told them to meet me at a certain place. Now then, what do you have on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread or whatever you can find.' But the priest answered David, 'I don't have any ordinary bread on hand. However, there is some consecrated bread here, provided the men have kept themselves from women.' David replied, 'Indeed, women have been kept from us as usual, whenever I set out. The men's body are holy, even on missions that are not holy. How much more so today?' So the priest gave him the consecrated bread. Since there was no bread there except the bread of the presence that had been removed from before the Lord and replaced by hot bread on the day it was taken away. Now one of Saul's servants was there that day, detained before the Lord. He was Doeg the Edomite, Saul's chief shepherd. David asked Ahimelech, 'Don't you have a spear or a sword here?' 'I haven't brought my sword or any other weapon, because the king's mission was urgent.' The priest replied, 'The sword of Goliath, the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, is here. It is wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you want it, take it. There is no sword here but that one.' David said, 'There is none like it. Give it to me.' That day David fled from Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. But the servant of Achish said to him, 'Isn't that this David, the king of the land? Isn't he the one they sing about in their dances? Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands.' David took these words to heart and was very much afraid of Achish, king of Gath. So he pretended to be insane in the presence, and while he was in the hands, he acted like a madman, making marks on the doors of the gate and letting saliva run down his beard. Achish said to his servants, 'Look at the man. He's insane. Why bring him to me? Am I so short of madmen that you have to bring this fellow here to carry on like this in front of me? Must this man come into my house?' One thing that strikes me here in this passage is David's fear and David's discernment of the situation. He was in the land of the Philistines, I believe, and these were people who actually didn't like him. So he had discernment to do something about the situation, and he pretended to be insane. Maybe we don't pretend to be insane, but we discern and look at our surroundings in our daily life and discern whether we need to take relevant action or not. Father God, I thank you for these passages that we've read today. I pray that as David had discernment in this situation, in this land where nobody liked him, I pray that we can take the correct action, and we can follow your will, Lord. Amen.